This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This past December, the city of Rutland settled a nearly $1 million lawsuit brought on by a former police officer. The officer alleged his colleagues on the police force engaged in racial discrimination and multiple instances of improper misconduct. Although they were not charged with any crimes, the civil settlement certainly was damning. But despite the settlement, Vermont law allows the accused officers to keep their police certification. Hillary Niles tells us about the legislation that would expand the state's powers to decertify officers.
Sergeant John Johnson had retired, and Officer Earl Frank Post had already resigned from the Rutland Police Department by the time the city settled the lawsuit against them for $1 million. The allegations were raised by former colleague Andrew Todd. In documents filed in the case, Todd said his colleagues had repeatedly used racial slurs against him and had threatened him physically. Todd also alleged that the Rutland cops engaged in racial profiling and that the officers would sometimes get drunk or have sex while on duty. Despite the severity of these accusations, Johnson and Post walked away from their jobs with their police certification intact. That's because in Vermont, it's really hard to lose your right to wear a badge. Here's Colonel Matthew Birmingham, director of the Vermont State Police.
The Vermont Criminal Justice Training Council, which certifies law enforcement officers in Vermont, currently has a mechanism to decertify. It's at a high bar, though. It's for a felony conviction.
Felonies are the most serious crimes. Meanwhile, an officer in Vermont can actually be convicted of a misdemeanor, for example, reckless endangerment, and stay certified, even keep his or her job. And even if they lose their jobs, says Alan Gilbert, executive director of the Vermont ACLU,
they can go down the road, and as long as they're still certified, they can continue to be an officer in Vermont.
Gilbert says there's a long history of this happening, but the state doesn't need to allow it.
It's something that can easily be stopped by better tracking of officers who have been accused and have been found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct.
It's hard to say whether this would have affected the officers from Rutland, because the internal investigation that came before the big settlement did not find them guilty of anything. Neither man could be reached for this story, and neither are known to have gone on to other jobs in the profession. But Caledonia Senator Joe Benning says the Rutland case brought this issue to the surface. Benning is one of a group of lawmakers trying to sharpen the state's teeth when it comes to dealing with bad cops.
I think until you have a horrific case of some kind, people aren't really going to be paying attention to that much. But once you do have one of those cases, it becomes real high on everybody's priority list. And that just so happens to be that's exactly what's going on here. So suddenly we've recognized that there is a problem that needs to be addressed, and we're doing our best to get it underway.
A bill that would make it easier for the state to decertify police officers in cases of misconduct, even if they're not convicted of a crime, is likely to move to the Senate floor for a vote in the next several days. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles in Montpelier.